A reading from Matthew 5:3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
So here we are on the Sermon on the Mount, the beginning. Here's the beginning of the Beatitudes from Jesus. And he begins with this, it's almost like a shot across the bow of, human achievement or self-congratulatory flattery that we give ourselves. Jesus comes out and he says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. He's telling us to get on our knees. You know, do you want to achieve a lot in my kingdom? Be poor in spirit, that you'll be blessed and you'll see the kingdom. You'll have the kingdom if you're humble and recognizing your need. And we've done this before, but sometimes when I read these passages or talk to you, Eric, an old hymn starts playing in my mind. And the one that's playing in my mind right now is one of my favorite hymns. It's called Come Ye Sinners. Come ye sinners, poor and needy, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, love, and power. That's the first verse. So in other words, it's saying Jesus has what we need. He has love and power and mercy for us. What we need to bring to him then is our need. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they will see the kingdom. And there's this other verse. I think it's verse 3, where he says, the hymn says, let not conscience make you linger, nor of fitness fondly dream. All the fitness he requireth is to feel your need of him. All the fitness he requireth is to feel your need of him. So if we're thinking of approaching Jesus and needing to be somehow fit, somehow righteous, somehow put all together in our best church clothes and our best righteousness. Okay, Jesus, now you can, you know, use me. Now you can receive me. No, no, no. All the fitness he requireth, according to this hymn, is to feel your need of him. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So identify your need for him. Get on your knees, and now he's able to do business with you.
How do you read poor in spirit, though? It's always tripped me up.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's you can spend a lifetime trying to unpack it. You know, in other places, it says, blessed are the poor. And so the way I take that is, okay, I think it's in Mark's gospel, it says, blessed are the poor. And in Matthew, it says, blessed are the poor in spirit. That might have been an addition from Matthew, might have been a translation from Matthew, might have been an extrapolation from Matthew. Basically include, okay, we're not just talking about material poverty here. Jesus wasn't saying you're blessed if you're financially or materially poor. You're also blessed if you're poor in any measurement, if you're poor in spirit, poor in relationships, poor in, psychology or something, the psychological realities of our world, any kind of poverty, if you can identify that in your own life, get on your knees about it and go to Christ, then you're blessed. That's a real quick attempt to answer your question of what does it mean to be poor in spirit? But I've done a lot of thinking about it, and there's much more that could be said. What do you think?
I like what you said. I am poor in spirit. And then I said, well, who is poor in, like, okay, if they're rich in spirit, how are they poor? And I think that there's this dichotomy for human beings where there is very little spirit. In other words, their heart is elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And they are forever poor. I don't care where they are in society, they're poor, because the key is they haven't sought out the Holy Spirit. And I think the spirit that he's talking about is indeed the Holy Spirit, which has been very prominent in these daily readings that we have done. I mean, the Holy Spirit is there. And I think that what ties that together is, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I don't think anybody gets to into the kingdom of heaven without the power of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Because will be the poor people wandering the earth like Cain, thinking that our palaces and our big houses and all of the other things that seem like promising you know, something, it takes over the person. I mean, I was one of those people, so I think I know what I'm talking about. I don't think I'm that person anymore. And I think that I am much richer in spirit than I ever thought I would be, and more confident too because of that. And whether I'm poor or rich is not necessarily the biggest thing in my life anymore.
Yeah, I think what I'm hearing you say is you're rich in spirit because the Holy Spirit is in you. That's what made you rich in spirit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.